time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, team of Nick and Nick here for another Thursday podcast in the thick of postseason. What's up, Nick?
Not much. What's going on?
Not a whole lot, except for some Merrimack Valley teams still running and still kicking at the time of this recording. We're going to hear from one of them after the break. It's the Andover Field Hockey assistant coach. They're in the state semis. And speaking of state semis, we have two football teams in this, three, right, in the state semis? Methuen, three. Central, and Shawsheen.
Two of them in Division One.
Man, let me tell you, we'll talk more in the football report later in the show, but I was streaming the Methuen game against a number one Franklin. And man, did they look good, those Eason brothers. And they just came back and they got some huge plays down the stretch. They made a crucial game-winning drive. And it was just like, man, these kids look good. Beating the number one team is so good. And the reward they get is the defending champs, right? Springfield Central.
Whose quarterback was just named to the All-American, U.S. Army All-American Bowl.
Ah. Jeez. Yeah. Okay. So they got their work cut out for them, but hey, they overcame the challenge of the number one seed. So in Franklin. It's pretty much that for outside of football, Nick. We did our research finally, and we only have the guest that's coming up next.
That's right.
Left. Andover.
They're a juggernaut that's around every year.
Yeah. And it's too bad Chelmsford Field Hockey just missed the potential matchup with Andover in the semifinals of the state in field hockey, but Chelmsford lost to Shrewsbury. So, man, that would have been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nice. Cool. All right. Well, let's just take a break. Let's get right into it. We're going to have our one and only guest, the Andover field hockey assistant coach, the head coach delegated. She's a little busy. She had like an all-star meeting, I think, or a league.
Nice. League those meeting. Are serious.
Yeah. League meeting. So, we'll give her the pass on that. Maybe we'll catch up and talk state title. When they win, I'm going to give them confidence, those Warriors, when they win. All right, after the break, Andover Field Hockey update.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of four eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
It's that time of year again at Sullivan Tire, and our Black Friday inflation-busting sale event is so big, it's happening all month long. You'll save on just about every tire brand we sell, including Michelin, Goodyear, BF Goodrich, Kelly, Continental, General, Bridgestone, and more. Save more with mail-in rebates on select brands and instant savings on the Sullivan Tire Alignment and Protection Package with the purchase of any tire brand. Save on select auto services, too. Hurry, this sale expires at the end of the month. For details, see SullivanTire.com.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro, Nick Kukru here, the team of Nick and Nick with our one and only guest. And it is a doozy. We got the Andover field hockey assistant coach, Andover, absolutely ripping it up. At the time of this recording, they were preparing for a state semifinal against Shrewsbury. What's going on? We got Billy Beauchene here, the assistant coach. What's going on, Billy?
Not too much. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's awesome having you. Thanks for joining us. I mean, geez, this team is walking the walk. I mean, very successful regular season, and things just continued into the postseason. What's been getting it done for this team over and over again? What are the consistent parts of this team this year?
I'd say overall, I think you just said it. Just as a team. This is one of the best teams that I've ever coached, or ever been a part of coaching. There've been a lot of bumps in the road throughout the year, but some big injuries that we've had to deal with. And I think one of our strengths as a team is there's the core key players, but overall, when one player goes down, the other player is stepping up and just filling in roles of positions they've never played before. And just doing a great job with that. I think that one of the things we talked about is scouting our team. We're a pretty hard team to scout just because there's so many different key players that are able to fill different roles.
Coach, take us to, the culture of the program. I mean, you guys are one of the most consistent commodities in the area, regardless of sport. It just seems like you're always in the mix. You know, you're always playing a part in that Division I bracket. What's the secret to the success?
Coach Noon has done an amazing job. I'm not sure if you've had a chance to ever speak with her or whatnot, but in any level of anything that I've coached or played at the high school, college level, she runs the best program I've ever been a part of. And just from top to bottom, from the expectations, she does such a great job of year after year. I mean, the players step into the season knowing what to expect from the freshman to the JV to the varsity program. She also does a great job connecting them. So as the girls come up into the program, she's done an awesome job just kind of setting the tone. And regardless of whether you start every game or whether you may not have a chance to start, every player knows their role, and every player knows really how important the role that they have with given whatever their job or the role is, that they understand how important that is. And I think that that's the key to success. I mean, it is as talented as they are, it is also one of the most humble group of athletes I've ever met. And I think a huge part of that comes from her expectations as a head coach. So she does a great job with that.
Yeah, Coach, just looking at the brackets, I mean, another compelling argument for the new rankings that are 2 years in now. Is it, do I have this right? 1 through 4 made the semifinals
Nuts. Not always the case. There've been a couple upsets and different brackets. But yeah, 1 through 4. So the power system, the power ranking is definitely made a big difference in equalizing things.
Yeah. It's interesting. I'm looking right now, it's 1 versus 4, 1 through 4 and 1 and 4, and the 6 bumped off the 3 and 2 and 3. So yeah. It's been pretty, it's pretty good feather in the cap for the rankings. They've proven to be pretty legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coach, how has the postseason gone in terms of, to this point, you're preparing for the semifinals as we speak. Has there been any differences in the game that the team has played regular season versus the game they played in the postseason? Do they up the stakes? Do they get better in a certain area? Do they have to shake off the nerves in game one, for instance? Any noticeable differences with the team?
One thing that actually came up, we were talking about today, there doesn't seem to be nerves. It is a very even keeled group. They don't get too high. They don't get too low. And I mean, throughout the season, we've had the mentality of every game, using each game to prepare for the postseason, and then getting to the postseason, just making game to game adjustments. I know oftentimes in the tournament, we're now facing teams that we might not have played before. So there might be a little bit different style of a play. Each team that we've played has been very aggressive and great opponents. And I think just at this point, the speed of the game, there's no off games from the moment that the game starts till the end. I mean, every team is laying it on the field. So I think that's been, but by our strength of schedule, we've played a lot of really good teams. So in that aspect, that's helped us a lot. But I would say the biggest adjustment is just that, I mean, your general game to game adjustments. I mean, scouting the next team, and then from a few practices in between, just making a couple tweaks. But at this point, there's not a whole lot that you can do. We are kind of where we are, and it's just a matter of kind of refining.
Yeah, Coach. I mean, three games in the tournament so far, you've outscored your opponents with 15-1. I'm seeing.
I guess there weren't any nerves. I guess there's no nerves.
Exactly. I mean, what have you guys been doing well when you guys are, you know, playing at your best? What is it that you guys do well?
Honestly, the defense has been phenomenal. The teams that we've played have been, again, very powerful, very high, like high powered, fast paced teams. And our defenders have done a great job breaking up plays, trying to keep the ball on our offensive side of the 50. We've done a great job scoring goals, but more than anything, if we can control the pace of the play defensively, and that's what we try to do each game, that puts us in a pretty good position to compete. So I would say, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Coach, again, we're here with Coach Billy Beauchesne. He is assistant for Andover Field Hockey. They are in the semifinals of state as we speak. Hopefully they're in the finals by the time this podcast comes out. We shall see. Who are the captains and sort of what did they bring to the table?
So we have four senior captains, Emma Riley, Adelaide Whedon, Anna Broderick, and then Rose McLean. And again, they're all starters, but more than anything, it's who they are. On their leadership has been incredible. So Adelaide's our goalie. She's done a great job. Anna's one of our defensive backs. And then our two mids would be Rose and Emma. And they, again, just the pace of the play, the way that they control the game, their leadership on the field. And we have, again, other role players have been able to step in, and the leadership all around has been outstanding. So there's those four seniors that are captains, but then there's another slew of seniors that have been playing, and also a lot of younger players. Rose's younger sister plays right behind her. She's a sophomore. So I think the thing that they've done really well as captains is taking some really young players who haven't been in that position to compete at such a high level, and almost kind of integrate that high level of play to players that some have never even played varsity before. And they've done a great job of kind of acclimating that to acclimating them to the, that style of play.
Coach, I mean, at the time this interview, four teams left in Division I, three of them with only one loss. I mean, how do you kind of, you know, what kind of mindset do you take into these rounds? I mean, it's got to be, you know, anybody's capable of beating anybody at this point.
Yeah, no, we talked about that exact thing tonight. And just ultimately at this point in the season, you don't get it back. You don't get anything back. So in terms of the game, it's going to be the team that, the team that wants it more, the team that competes harder. I mean, there's things that are out of our control. But if we can control the things that we're able to, and that ultimately is out hustling, outworking, and trying to control the pace of the play. If we're able to do that, I think we'll be able to compete. But like you said, I mean, each team at this point, they're the top four teams. So, it will be very competitive.
Yeah. And Billy, final question here. As the Andover Field Hockey prepares, you're a big, huge baseball guy too. From your resume, Keene State player back in the day, 2005, 2006. You missed me by about 6 years. I was Salem State. And not for nothing, but we made the 2-hour drive up north and we kind of took care of business up there with the Owls?
The Owls, yes. Yeah.
The Owls. Yeah. Okay. That was an easy non-league win. But anyway, no, I mean, you the passion you have for baseball, you've been all over the place, an instructor and coach. You were Lawrence Eagle Tribune Coach of the Year. Was that while you were at Pelham?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's the latest for you with baseball in terms of, you know, what we can expect in the spring? Is it you're going to keep busy in any baseball gigs?
So a couple of years ago, I ended up taking a step back from coaching baseball. I had started a nonprofit ministry. And honestly, if you had 10 years ago had asked me if I would be coaching field hockey over baseball, I would have told you you're nuts. But honestly, having the opportunity to coach under Coach Noon has been, I've learned more about coaching and more about being just a professional as a teacher. The coaching staff is outstanding. So at this point, at some point down the line, I think I'd love to get coaching baseball again. I actually got married this summer. So
congrats.
Thank you. I also need to make sure that I am able to stay married and not coaching takes a lot. So I think, at this point with the field hockey and the way that it's going, at least for the near future, it'll definitely be field hockey, but maybe baseball at some point soon.
Yeah. It's like, hey, honey, remember, all the things I did from August to December? I'm going to do that again from February to June. Is that okay?
Yeah. So that's, I would love to, I do miss it, but, it's been being within a program where everybody's on the same page in terms of the culture of the program and the expectations, that I think that's ultimately what I'm looking for. And that quenches my thirst of coaching. So.
Yeah. And it just seems like, you know, in Andover, that culture of winning, success, consistency is just across the board. I mean, the football team, look at the season they had.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Yeah.
Basketball, there was both basketball teams. It just never ends. Like, no one goes into a game against Andover saying, oh, this is going to be a cakewalk. Like, it just never happens. Like, in any sport, it seems like. So it must be fun to be in the hallways there, huh?
It is. It is. And I think that programs are able to build off of each other. I know that a lot of our players play hockey, and that has helped just tremendously. And so when they're competing at a high level for hockey, and then they get that experience, especially as young athletes, some of them as freshmen and sophomores, they get to the third season, they've already competed at, they have a 2 or 3 seasons of playing a varsity sport. So it definitely helps. I think that from program to program, it's able to build regardless of what sport they play.
Yeah.
So it is. It's an exciting place to be.
Nick, did you play post-3 Legion in Gloucester, Nick?
No.
No, okay. Oh, you weren't good enough. That's right. I remember.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was like my thing. No, but I'm only bringing it up because, I mean, Andover was the pedestal back then. Even back then. That was in the 95, 6, 7. I mean, I remember I was going to pitch against Andover, and I went to a game, and there was already a game in progress, and these kids had beards. They looked like adults. Like, That's not the team I'm pitching against next, is it? And it was. It was the Andover Legion team. They had a doubleheader. I'm like, oh, boy.
They had a streak of years, yeah, back in. Yeah, that was quite the competitive program.
Yeah. Well, speaking of competitive programs, Andover Field Hockey is absolutely on that map. So best of luck at this time preparing for that semifinal game against Shrewsbury. It's going to be a doozy. That's Tuesday night, and hopefully there's good results to report by the time this comes out. Billy Beauchesne, thanks for joining us on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
All right, you too. All right, that was Coach Beauchesne. He's in the books, and on the other side, just wrapping up with Merrimack Valley Football Report.
It's that time of year again at Sullivan Tire, and our Black Friday inflation-busting sale event is so big, it's happening all month long. You'll save on just about every tire brand we sell, including Michelin, Goodyear, BF Goodrich, Kelly, Continental, General, Bridgestone, and more. Save more with mail-in rebates on select brands and instant savings on the Sullivan Tire Alignment and Protection Package with the purchase of any tire brand. Save on select auto services, too. Hurry, this sale expires at the end of the month. For details, see SullivanTire.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. I'm the Cashman Cuckoo, team of Nick and Nick. This is the Merrimack Valley Football Report. Football Report. And here we are, Nick. This is technically, what would this be, week 10 just passed?
Yeah.
Right?
So we're going into that week 11. That's the extra week.
Yes. Week 11 is now time for the spotlight being on the postseason teams only, right? Because consolations are done, right?
They have 32 teams left in the state, right? Is that right, yeah, four in each division. So,
yep,
if you made it to this far, you're the best of the best because you know, you're one of 32 teams that gets an extra game.
Yeah, three Merrimack Valley teams left, and two of them could face each other in a state final. They're on opposite ends of the bracket, Methuen and Central Catholic in Division One in the semifinals. Central's got St. John's Prep, Nick.
Yes, the rematch.
Who they beat this year. And actually, they beat them two in a row, maybe, or maybe three in a row. Do they?
Might be right.
At least two. At least two.
Mm-hmm.
Methuen will be facing Springfield Central, who won the thing last year, came into this season, crushed Central Catholic to open things up. Central beat Methuen. So, you know, Methuen is a clear underdog, but they're coming off a win over Franklin, number one team in the state.
Which sounded like a back and forth battle. Wow. That's what makes the tournament great. You know, the Cinderella run. You don't see much of them. You don't see much of them these days, but we got one right here.
Yeah. No, I was watching that game most of the second half on streaming. Franklin come up big with a streaming service. I don't know how they snuck that one through the MIAA. You know, don't they put a grip on those usually?
It's funny. That's right in the MIAA's backyard.
Yeah, that's true. Right under their noses, they snuck the streaming. I don't know what the rules are, frankly, to be honest.
No,
but
I don't either.
You know, but you usually get the junk, right? The streaming, okay, $39.99 for.
Yeah, so if they have NFHS cameras, Franklin doesn't have NFHS cameras because they have NFHS cameras, then you can't stream anything else.
You have deals and they
exactly.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a benefactor of that. And man, what an exciting offense Methuen has. Explosive. Mm-hmm. The Easton brothers really dominate. The line looks good and solid. And they just manhandled Franklin down the stretch there and, you know, came back and had a huge touchdown. Leigh, I was texting you about it, if you remember.
I was watching Manchester Essex death by 1,000 paper cuts against Old Colony's double wing.
That's too bad. Methuen hopefully gets past another upset, and then they beat Springfield and can move on. And Central does its thing against St. John's, and that will be one of the most epic Merrimack Valley football moments in the history of Merrimack Valley football.
Mm-hmm.
But we're way early to make that call. They have huge, huge matchups to get through. You know what? They got to get through the last three champs.
Pretty much.
Right? Exactly. St. John's won it in 18 and 19, mm-hmm. and Central won it in 2021.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So big hurdles for the Merrimack Valley. And you know, Central wants that rematch, right? Against Springfield.
Oh, big time. Big time. They want the one with the prep, too.
And how about, let's take a couple minutes, Nick, on Shaw Sheen. What's the deal with that division?
Yeah, they're in the Division 5 semifinals right now. they play Dover Sherbourne, the 8 seed. So another bit of a Cinderella story there, 8 seed Dover Sherbourne. Then you get North Reading and Bishop Fenwick, the two North Shores on the other side of the bracket. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, if you're, you know, I saw Shawshin in the regular season. I thought they were excellent. So it doesn't surprise me that they've made this run.
Yeah. What are they, 10-0 now? 10-0 and beating Hudson 20-7 last week. Beating Swampscott, defending champs, 41-17 the week before. And now they meet up. Hudson beat Swampscott the week before. But what am I talking about here? No, I'm talking about the opponent of Shawshin. It's Dover Sherbourne.
Yes.
They beat Hudson.
Yeah, they beat the one seed last week.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was trying to get at. Man, where is my brain and coffee? But Hudson beat Swampscott 41-17. Then Dover Sherbourne beats Hudson 27. I mean, so that's a big, tough opponent for the Shawshin boys, isn't it?
Yeah, big time. Yep. Big time. And then they'll have another one now if they make the Super Bowl, whoever comes out of that other bracket. So that's shaping up to be a pretty competitive bracket there in Division 5.
Cool. Well, by this time next week, Nick, we could be talking about state titles, matchups, or state title list if you're thinking about Andover field hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could have everyone wiped out.
Yeah.
We shall see, but we will get to that next week. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. It's been a great Merrimack Valley football report and a great Merrimack Valley sports desk. Don McCaffrey, Nick Cooker, signing off for another week. Talk to you next week.